Trump is obviously the president of the United States. And what is really funny about this sometimes, and I don't know whether anyone saw this the other day, he was having a chat with one of the astronauts that's up in space. And it was the photo, on screen was him at his desk there in the Pentagon. And just sitting next to him was Ivanka, his daughter. But she was just like a giddy schoolgirl going, "I'm just sitting with Dad in the White House." And I was thinking to myself, it looks like I'm watching an episode of The Apprentice, because she'd sit next to him in The Apprentice. And that's the bit that sometimes makes it really, like, it's funny already that he's the president, but then it's really funny when I see Ivanka.
It's real funny. And the weird thing is, she's the only one that he mentions, because he finds her the most attractive. You know what I mean? He's always talking about how attractive she is. It's weird.
Well, what is also weird is that she doesn't even know what her job is, because he has given her a job. Now, Ivanka's, she's gone over to Berlin. She's over speaking over there, having a chat with Miriam Meckel, who is asking her about her position in the White House. And she said, here's the quote, Miriam says, "You're the first daughter of the United States and you're also an assistant to the president." Now, the German audience is not that familiar with the concept of a first daughter. Let's be honest, the Australian audience isn't either. I don't think anyone knows what this job is. Anyway, Miriam said, "I'd like to ask you, what is your role and who are you representing? Like, what is your job?" Now, wait for it. Ivanka replied, I'm rather unfamiliar with this role as well, as it's quite new to me. It's been a little under 100 days, but it's been a remarkable journey." So a great sidestep of the question. She has no idea what her role is. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Like she'll be on salary.
Which is good. It's pretty similar to my job here, guys. I don't really know what I'm doing, but it was actually very similar to my last job I had.
What was that job?
I was selling sports apparel for a company, CGR Sportswear.
Yeah.
And I think they just hired me because I was an ex-footballer and I might be able to bring some more sales in. But I didn't do anything. But I managed to last 2 years in the job. And I brought Yarrawonga in because I was playing there. I don't think I brought anything else to the table. I was good at the Christmas party. And I reckon that was my job. I reckon they just kept me around for the Christmas party.
Wait a minute, Fev. You said you work in sales, you didn't do anything, and you're only good at the Christmas party. That sounds like all the sales guys at work.
They do a good job.
Do you know what's funny, though, is that there's Ivanka on a world stage having no idea what she's doing. But I would argue there are people just in our city here in Melbourne, there are people, normal people, who don't really know how to explain their jobs. Because even here at this radio station, and the guys in tactics won't mind me saying this, but anytime they try to explain to somebody what they do, "I work in tactics," people think they work for some
special ops,
guerrilla force. Like, what are you doing in tactical?
We don't know. What exactly is it?
Well, they do a brilliant job, Byron. That's what they do.
What do they do?
Oh, tactics, really, mate. Good tactics, man. They're just really good at tactics.
You don't know what they do either.
No, I do know. I think the way that I would explain what they do is, we used to call that department promotions.
Right.
And I don't even know what that means. But essentially, if we have a tactic,
you're already treading water.
They tactically execute it brilliantly. That's what they do.
Okay.
No.
Similar to what I say, we've got an OP.
An OB,
an outside broadcast.
Yeah, see? I don't know what that is.
Well, you know what?
I call it
tactics
an OP.
Are heavily involved in our OB, and they do it brilliantly.
There we go.
But 131060, call in if you have a job that you find difficult to explain. So you know who you are, because you're that guy or girl who goes to a party or you're at the pub or wherever and someone goes, "What do you do?" And you go, "Oh, gosh, not this question again, because I really don't know. Like, I can't explain it." Maybe you don't even know what you do. Maybe you're just rocking up, you've got your job title, and have no idea what it means.
Oh, I hope
you're just telling people you're a consultant. I love the consultant title.
I'm a consultant.
Consults. 131060 is the number if you've got that job that no one understands. Give it a shot. Try and explain it as best you can. Take your calls
after
this.
If someone from our tactics department wants to call in, that'd be fun.
It's the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yes. Now, we are talking about jobs that you have trouble explaining to other people. So it may be your job. Maybe. I know people that have no idea what their friends do, and they go, "I don't know, we've been friends." Like me, I've got friends. I've been friends with them for far too long to stop down and go, "I totally have no idea what you do." But this is Ivanka Trump. She's struggling to explain to people what her job is. And she's when she was asked point blank whether or not she could explain her job. She said, look, I'm rather unfamiliar with it. It's quite new to me. That is unbelievable that you could be in the White House and not know what you're doing. But let's be honest, her dad is too. So Ella from Bacchus Marsh. Hi, Ella.
Hi, how are you going?
Really well, Ella. Ella, is this a job that you've got that you don't really understand?
No, it's my partner's job.
Oh, okay. What does he do?
Well, that's a good question. I don't really know. He works for his dad and they own a trucking company. He tells me he sits in the workshop and fixes things, but honestly, I see him spend more time on Facebook than probably on there. So I honestly don't know. He can't tell me what he does. When we go to parties or when we go to, like, family gatherings, it's all, oh, what do you do? You know, oh, I work in admin, you know, and Aaron, what do you do? Oh, and there's just this really awkward silence that we try and fill.
That's really funny. Well, he can say, I mean, even if he's covering for doing nothing, he works in a truck shop like that. He fixes trucks. He could just get away with that.
Well, supposedly, yeah, but I don't think he's that quick thinking.
Maybe his hands are giving it away
undercover.
Too.
Undercover.
He's undercover. Oh. He's doing something else. He's doing something else.
He might
be a copper. He might be like a Fed or.
Are you saying that Ella's husband works for ASIO and she has no idea?
Mate, yeah, well, yeah. You never know. Have you seen The Blacklist? Oh, good show.
Ella, we don't want to alarm you, but we think your husband's up to no good. So.
Thanks so much for your call, Ella. It's great to have you on the show. And yes, your husband is, in fact, a spy. So thank you so much.
I know we have direct access to him every day, but are you telling me that the president, Donald Trump, has called through to the show? Are you there, Donald Trump?
Be joking.
Oh, yeah. I called to you people. Whatever. You were bugging me, okay? What do you want?
Well, Mr. President, we were just talking about the fact that Ivanka, she's over there in Germany and she's been asked what she does and she apparently has no idea. So can we ask you directly, what does your daughter do?
What does she do? I don't freaking know what I do. I mean, geez, I got the job and they said I was the 45th president. I put my feet up and was like, cool, 44 guys are ahead of me. They'll get asked the questions. You know what? None of them do. I get asked all the freaking questions. It doesn't stop. They're like, oh, Mr. President, how will you build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico? Mr. President, aren't there better things to do than catch Pokemon? Mr. President, why aren't you toilet trained? Oh, the questions never stop.
There we go. Thank you. That's the President of the United States.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, we're still in the wake of the 59th Logie Awards. And big congratulations to a very good friend of ours, Waleed Ali, best presenter. He won the other night.
Well done.
And I was just flicking through TV Week because there was an interview with him. And I love this. And knowing Waleed's kids very well, it's obvious Waleed's a high achiever. He knows that. But he has revealed that his son Zaid is teaching himself German at the age of 9. And his gorgeous daughter Aisha, she's already thinking about her PhD studies. That's real. And I love that. And, you know, great kids. And they're doing, you know, they've got great parents.
Really interesting.
Well, music.
We've just taken a call. As you were touching on that story, your daughter Trixie has called the show.
Why would she call in?
Well, for a couple of reasons. Initially, just as a complaint, just to say, I don't know if you're returning any of my Easter eggs anytime soon, Fiona.
But had one. I did. Well, you know what?
I'm going to have to stop you. You had one pantry full of them, all right? If you're going to say one. Oh, my God.
Well,
anyway.
You showed no interest in that chicken last night, so Mummy had to eat it for you.
Oh, my God, how pink was that thing? Holy Jesus. Hey, Trixie, do you want to eat some salmonella? No. Anyway. Okay.
What do you want, darling?
Oh, very direct. Now, I hear, look what we eat. Oh, look at these kids. Oh, they're all high achievers. Why don't you ever float the label high achiever this way?
I do, darling. You are a high achiever. You took to potty training immediately.
Bingo, exactly. Nailing it. Oh, but how's that? Well, his kid taught himself German. Please, we can all learn other languages. Try making up a language. Please. You're like, hey, how's kindergarten going? I'm just like, oh my God, I'm like Googie Howser. Also, what is thinking of 1980s reference two decades before I was born?
How does a 3-year-old get that? That's incredible.
I know a lot of stuff. Now, also, his daughter's thinking of doing a PhD. please. When I was two, I did a PhD level experiment when I swallowed batteries to find out what electricity does to your colon. And, now, I do know that you ate chili for a radio stunt, and you were like, oh, get the paramedics in. Please, try eating some AA batteries, and then for the next few days, every time you hold an iPhone, you start recharging it. It's weird.
Darling, we said we wouldn't mention the battery incident again.
Yeah, but how good was it? I mean, I could just pick up an Android and you're back to 100%. It was amazing.
Okay. Thank you, Trixie.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
This is a big story. We even heard it in the news only minutes ago, Fif.
Well, there is a big petition and news sources are reporting this. There is a petition to bring Fev, Brendan Favola, our mate sitting right here in the studio, to the Pies. I do like the first line of this article. Things are getting desperate for Collingwood. I mean, it's a bit hurtful to you, Fev. But anyway, following the demoralising loss to Essendon, there is a suggestion by an ardent Collingwood fan.
Nathan Guy.
That you come back. He has started a petition. It is out there. How many have we got? Thousands have signed this already. Fev, this is an actual plea to get you to go to Collingwood.
Yeah, I did come across this story yesterday, Fief, and I got a few phone calls from a few various news outlets, and I sort of laughed at it at the start, but then I got thinking, obviously this is for now, so obviously can't happen because they've got their list, so you can't come in and play, and I'm as fat as a house, so not very fit, and I get puff walking down the hallway. Right. So obviously can't happen today, but what are you laughing at? No. Come on, come with me on this journey.
Guys, we're all going to do it together. Extended the 50-metre line, because it's a lot further than I remember.
It is. Feels like 100. No, but I sat down with Alex last night having a beverage over dinner, and I said, seriously, like, if I started training now, they got me fit. I got myself fit and went there and did a pre-season, right?
Yeah.
Go on a rookie list. Have a chat with Eddie. He's in the same building. Have a coffee. Get myself really fit. So I've got to obviously the start of next year. So I've got nearly a full season to get myself fit, which I can do because I've been fit before.
Yeah.
Go on a rookie list. Cost them 30 or 40. Cost them no money. They put me on a rookie list. I play twos. If they get an injury, I go up into the ones. What a story. I started my career wearing a Collingwood jumper for Narre Warren.
Yeah.
Imagine the way I exited the game, which is obviously not the way I wanted it to exit because I got sacked twice. You know, all those young, stupid things that in the past. Come back and play a season of AFL.
But this would
Why
be
not?
The ultimate
And end my career
comeback.
In a Collingwood jumper.
I won't lie, when I saw this, I laughed and I obviously thought it was a joke. And I, up until a few minutes ago, thought this was a joke. And I must correct myself. I said thousands have signed it. 230 have signed it.
Okay. Well,
so not as many people have gotten behind it as I thought. But anyway, Fev, if you're like serious, because I could.
I'm serious.
Because
well,
you're
I'm
only
serious.
35. You could easily have a couple more
36.
Years.
I'll be 37 by the time next season starts. And not being arrogant or thinking I'm amazing, but if I got fit, I think I can still play. I think I can play better than some blokes that are out there now.
I saw
so
you barefoot.
If I got fit.
At a Witten Oval a few months ago, barefoot, you lobbed a goal from, what was it?
60?
60 or 70 out. Fev,
see, that's just like shelling peas, though.
Do you know?
There you go, Eddie. You don't even have to buy him boots. How good's that?
What a deal. 13 to, you know, it's fine for us to say, because you've got me excited. I thought you were going to laugh this off, Fev. And I saw you have
serious.
Your ham and cheese toasty before. And I thought there's no way that he could do this. But if you think you could, and I think it's only fair, though, 13, 10, 60, we speak to Collingwood fans. If you're listening and you play. Barrack for Collingwood, and you would like Fev to seriously contemplate a comeback to Collingwood, give us a call. Or maybe you don't want him to. We're open to. We don't discriminate.
Fief, the thing is that Collingwood's a huge club. Big club, one of the biggest in Australia. They get young kids. They always talk about age. Oh, you're too old. But at the end of the day, I've been to the well and back. So I can go onto the big stage, and I don't get nervous. These young kids come out there. They get a little bit nervous. Mate, every 10,000 people there, if there's 60,000 people there, I'll kick six. If there's 70, I'll kick seven.
You know,
if you play for a crap team, there's 10,000, I only kick one because you want to perform for the supporters.
I love it.
I put bums on seats, Dave.
100% ultimate
Let's do it.
I love it. Has anyone else had a comeback like this?
Good old Collingwood forever.
Did David Beckham come back?
Look.
Yes, he did.
He did, didn't he?
Yes.
I reckon you could do this, Fev.
We could do it. 13, 10, 60.
Brett Favre come back.
Mate, I would say it's more like Farnsley.
Okay, 13, 10, 60. The lines have melted down.
We'll come back.
I can't believe you're now singing.
Okay, he's still singing. We will come back to this 13, 10, 60 and on-air petition to get Fev back into the AFL on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
There's a petition that a guy, his name's Nathan Guy, actually, he started to get Fev to the Pies. Now, it already has 230 signatures, but new sources have picked it up. And this could become a genuine push. Now, Fev, I honestly thought you would laugh this off this morning. You think you could do this?
100% I can do this. And it'd be good for you because if I did do it, I wouldn't be able to work and then you'd get rid of me.
So no, we'd require you to have a dual. You would be working in the morning and training across the day. But no, you said if you can get yourself on the list at the end, if you can get fit over the next six
rookie
months,
list.
If you're on the rookie list at the end of the year, and then if you can just kick a few snags or get a couple of games next year, you're right. It's
best
a great story.
Land,
a great comeback.
Best forward in the land.
For Vola, I would love this. It's like a grown-up version of The Recruit. Do you know what I mean? You do your thing.
Yeah.
We have a camera on you. I'm going to train you like Mickey from Rocky. This is going to be awesome.
Well, we've said 13 to 60.
You're a bum.
Collingwood fans, what do you think? Would you like Fev at the Pies? Jordan from Beveridge. Hi, Jordan.
How are you guys?
Really good. Jordan, would you like Fev at the Pies?
Honestly, I'm a Carlton supporter and I love Carlton to the end, but also I love Fev to the end and love his playing style and all that. So it'd be like the come off of the century, I reckon. It'd be just amazing.
So you're all for it?
All for it. Like, hey, Collingwood, don't get me wrong. I know they're Collingwood's daughter, but to see that come back would just be one in a million.
Bad line, hates Collingwood, but doesn't begrudge
and
Fev joining them. Great.
That'd be one thing, guys. It'd break a lot of Carlton supporters' hearts. Oh,
I know.
Yeah,
there's a lot to take into consideration here,
Fev. Fev, I like the synergy of this, though. It's Pies that got you overweight, and then it's Pies that'll get you back into working order.
Katie in Drysdale. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Katie, you a Collingwood fan?
Absolutely. And when Fev used to play for Carlton, they'd be like, oh, bloody Fev. And if you play for Pies, like, yes, bloody Fev.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay, yes. Katie.
That's how excited I am. Come on, Fev, get fit.
Okay, Fev, got to drop some kgs. Joanne from Greenvale. Hi, Joanne.
It's not all about the weight. Come on.
I would love to say good morning, guys, but my morning just become terrible after hearing Mr. Brendan Favola sing that most disgusting song. I almost passed out.
Joanne, I'm guessing...
Oh, my God, please.
Yeah, pull it down, Byron. Pull it down, Joanne's not good. Joanne, I'm guessing you're a Carlton fan.
You guess correct.
Joanne,
Mr. Favola, how dare you? Don't even insult our great team.
Well, Fev, you did sack me.
Yeah, we didn't really have much choice in that, and I would write that petition for you to stay.
Oh, wow.
And I would take you back at Carlton in a heartbeat, so please, never, never, never sing that song again.
Oh, okay, Fev, only when we win next year.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like to see him do pressure points on Eddie McGuire?
You're breaking the hearts of Carlton supporters. Didn't think this has got two sides to it. We hadn't thought through, Fev.
Yeah, well, we didn't think about that.
No
angle, did we?
Well, finally, Sarah from Essendon. Maybe an Essendon fan. Are you there, Sarah?
I am right here, but Collingwood fan supporter all the way.
And you want Fev at the club?
Yes, we have been the bottom team for so long again that if you come back, we will shoot back to glory, number one, grand final this year. I think we can do it.
Hey!
Yay!
Ooh, Sarah, unbelievably, and I didn't expect this, he's considering it. You are genuine, aren't you, Fev?
Consider it.
Yeah, mate, get me on a rookie list. Get fit.
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
mate, I'd kick 70 goals. I'd kick 70 goals without even training.
Okay.
Imagine when I did train.
Okay, here we go.
What do you reckon, Dave?
It would be the Fev, it would be the hardest work you've ever put into anything to get yourself back.
Yeah, but I've done it before. I've been fit and I've been pretty good with it. I haven't touched wood. My body's in good nick, like injury-wise.
Yeah.
Get fit. Imagine if I got all my abs back. Oh, look out, Schnooksy.
Yeah, but, Loosh, aren't you still under contract at Mountain South? Try playing Mountain South on a Saturday and then at the G on Sunday when you're playing the Greater Western Sydney.
Yeah, well, Mountain South, oh, they'd be all for it. Imagine Mountain South, they'd be wrapped. Their coach has just been drafted.
He's
ASL.
Left the club.
this is next year.
We're talking about next year. I think this all fits well. There's a plan here in place, and this will be the first place for information. on Fev's AFL comeback. You'll hear it right here on The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, we were talking, we just had a little break, and when the weather gets like it is at the moment here in Melbourne, you think about, oh, well, it wouldn't be great to plan a holiday later in the year or to go away. And
or now.
And right now, to be honest, if you could get time off work and head to the sun. And it's funny because a girlfriend and I were talking about this the other day and she said she was thinking about going to Hawaii. Now, I love Hawaii. And when I was working for Sunrise, have you know, if you watch Channel 7 Sunrise, they're in Hawaii a lot.
Right.
I don't know whether it's a deal they do with Hawaii, but when I was doing the weather, and then the entertainment for Sunrise, I just ended up there a lot. Now, it reminded me...
That's a good gig, Fief.
It was a good gig at the time. Exhausting, tiring. But the last time I went there... See, I haven't wanted to go back because I had a bad experience. And you know when you have a bad experience and it taints a place for you? I'm going to take you back there. Mm. So I was in Hawaii and I'm having a big night out. So I was at this nightclub in Hawaii.
Is this Senior sorry, Froggies? Sorry,
could you throw that back to us again? Sorry, could we just unpack
that? Say that again. Say that again.
I was in a nightclub in Hawaii.
You want a drink?
Do they have nightclubs open in the middle of the day?
No, this was pre-Trixie. I wasn't a single mum and I did have a nightlife, believe it or not. So I was out one night and it was great because there were other people in town. I think there was the launch of an airline. And there was, I know, Ada Nicodemo was there, supermodel Erica Haynatz. And we're at this nightclub and there were a group of us. And I ended up on the dance floor with Erica Haynatz. Now, if you're not sure, but Erica, most recently on Home and Away, Fev, you'd know that. Is she still on Home and Away?
Yes.
She's a gorgeous girl. She's gorgeous. She's a model. She was the very first host of Australia's Next Top Model. So
stunning blonde, very leggy.
Stunning, leggy supermodel. So I'm on the dance floor with Erica. And
got killed off, actually.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Spoiler alert. Yeah. So anyway, we're on the dance floor and there are a couple of guys there. And these two guys are like, oh, hey, Fifi. And they're Australian. And I was like, hey. And they were like, oh, you have a big night out? Yeah, you never know. You're lucky in a big city like Hawaii. And then one of these guys said to me, and it's still one of the most hurtful things that someone said to me. He's gone, well, if I were you, I wouldn't stand too close to Erica Haynatz.
What?
He was saying I was limiting my chances of picking up because I was standing so close to her.
That's brutal.
So small. But that is the equivalent of somebody just saying, yeah, if you're wanting to pick up a guy, don't be anywhere near the really attractive woman because you're not. Like that's essentially what he was saying.
See, maybe, and I only know this from Robert Allenby, maybe you've been hit in the head because we know that Hawaii is a very dangerous place.
But you don't know what to say.
Maybe
that
was
moment.
His pickup line.
Why don't you get away from her and get into my bedroom? Come on, let's go.
It was one of those moments.
You want a drink?
It was one of those moments that I think other people can relate to. Because I relive it. Like I go, I wish I'd had a comeback. But I stood there with my, fire engine vodka and raspberry going, oh dear, I'm out of my league. I need to walk away. And, I did at the time go, I can't believe that guy just said that to me. And 131060, we love this segment. When you can't believe what somebody said to you.
And you hang on to these. People remember these because they like you remembered your Hawaiian one. Yeah. Anyone else? Anyone else got one before we play a song?
Yes, and a male should never say that to a female, and that's very hurtful, Fifi. And you should just got on the dance floor, busted a move and said, this is what you're missing out on, big boy. Anyway, I walked out of the pub on Sunday. I took the kids there for lunch up in Yarrawonga, and we had a nice canter meal, watched the end of the basketball. I think the San Antonio Spurs were playing, went into overtime. Anyway, we're eating some nice... Had a nice meal, and then we're driving back to Yarrawonga. As we walk out, this elderly couple walk past, and the mum with her two sons goes, oh, Fev, you're back in Yarrawonga. Geez, you got fat.
Oh,
whoa.
Just out there. Just said it.
Just said it. No, hello, Fev. How you going? Just how fat I was. And little Len dog looked at me and said, that's not very nice, is it, Dad? And then Lulu goes, well, you're a lot bigger than what you used to be. I'm like, I'm copping daggers for my daughter. So we hopped in the car and it was a very miserable drive home, let's be honest.
This is brutal.
Anyway, what do they think that the reaction's going to be? It's just a mean, hurtful thing to say. Dave, I can't believe somebody said something hurtful to you.
Well, you guys, if this is people who you've never met before have said that. At the opening night of my stand-up comedy show this year, Nikki came, and in the cab home, I said, what did you think? She said, well, I didn't laugh out loud.
Okay. 13, 10, 60. We'll come back to your calls. What can't you believe someone said to you? It's the Fox.
Opening night. No.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're talking about the things that you can't believe someone said to you. They're usually the things that somebody might think on their in the inside. It's their inside voice and it stays inside, but when they say it to you, the example was, I said, when I was at a nightclub dancing with Erica Hainetz, supermodel, gorgeous, incredible looking woman, and a guy said to me, if you want to pick up, I wouldn't stand anywhere near her. And he was basically saying to me, you're out of her league and guys would just want to be with her and not with you. And anyway, I went home depressed that night. But Taylor from Langwarrin. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Taylor, have you had somebody say something to you that you couldn't believe?
Yeah, I was out one night with a bunch of friends and one of my girlfriends walked away from the group and one of my boyfriend's friends turned to me after I, like, kept the conversation going, mid-sentence, turns to me and goes, why are you so awkward? Is it because you have small boobs?
Oh, no! Taylor, what did you say?
I just kind of went blank. I was like, I can't believe you said that.
That is the exact reaction we're after.
Yeah, I had a million comebacks, like, as soon as I got home, and I was like, I can't believe I didn't say anything back.
Because there's also, that's a double-edged sword there, because there's the boo bit, but there's also that you're awkward. Because sometimes when you're awkward, you think, you hope you're getting away with it. Like, you know you're being weird and awkward.
Yeah.
You should have just slapped her across the face and said, that's not awkward.
Whoa.
Bang.
I should have.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks for sharing that, Taylor. Cassie in Caroline Springs. Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
Cassie, what did somebody say to you?
I was 6 months pregnant with twins and had complications and I was not to go to work or walk or anything, but I went to work and was waiting for a lift rather than walking up the stairs. And a workman was next to me and it was taking forever and I said to him, oh, it'd be so much quicker to take the stairs. And he looked at my stomach and said, yeah, you look like you could use it.
Oh! Oh, Cassie! And you, so obviously you still had a few more seconds in that lift with him. What happened then?
Oh, I was just dumbfounded how anybody could be so stupid.
Did he smile or was he just being mean?
How could you not know someone 6 months pregnant with twins?
Oh, that's
huge.
Oh, wow. Gee, people just let their mouths run, don't they?
You know, in this era, though, where trolling is so popular because you're faceless and anonymous, that's one thing. But these are people just looking someone in the eye.
I know. Maybe the trolls, that's what's happening. They're so used to being keyboard warriors just spitting vile into the cyber world and then they're forgetting and they're just doing it in person.
Unbelievable.
Who knows? Nikki.
But it's just the respect. No one cares anymore, Fife.
No, you're right, Fev. That's a just general statement. Nobody cares anymore.
They don't. They don't get no respect.
Yeah. Nikki, hi, sorry about that. We were just having a
moment. That's okay.
Nikki, what did somebody say to you?
Okay, so I was out at night and I had someone go, oh, wow, you were really ugly in high school. And then goes, oh, it's okay, you're hot now, though. So I was kind of, my jaw just dropped and then I threw my drink in their face.
Oh, nice. Well done. You had the reaction ready to go. So it's funny, that's a real backhanded compliment. But sometimes people don't realise. What do you get?
Same.
They say that now?
I thought I was, they say you're hot now, but I thought I was ruling it in high school.
And what they say to you?
I thought I was on like Donkey Kong.
And they say to you, you got better.
Yeah, you got like a bottle of wine.
Right. Oh, you got better with age.
Yeah, well, you like that.
Yeah.
Fair's basically saying he is hot now.
Oh, come on, I was just trying to say that I was, anyway.
No, I've seen photos of you with your dreadies when you were like 18, 19. You were hot, Fev. You've been hot the whole journey. You've been different, but you've been hot.
It's 23 past 8 on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Of course, anytime you like.
Yeah, but more importantly, right now, call us if you're a fisherman or a fisherwoman, anyone with any angling experience. In fact, even if you've just held a fishing rod, 13 10 60, call now.
Good, okay. The call's already coming through.
What's going on?
Yeah, so obviously we're up in Noosa and we've got a lot of friends coming up Friday. So we've got 2 days without the kids. So we're sitting on the porch last night and there was a jetty there and I'm thinking, whoa. You know, we've always got kids running around screaming. I think, what are we going to do tomorrow? It's going to get pretty boring. 17 years of marriage. What else are we going to do? And I said to Al, I go, Schnooksy, because we saw this fish, you know, those flying fish that jump up out of the water?
Yeah. Do they have them at Noosa?
Yeah. Yeah. I was amazed. And I go, When we pulled in the garage, I actually saw some fishing rods. Why don't we fish tomorrow? We'll get a nice platter of cheese, have a couple of beers, and we can just fish. And we'll just have a chat. Because then, you know, having a beverage and having some nice platter of cheese, bang, fish. And Alex goes, oh, I used to love fishing. I used to fish with my dad, and when we did this, and they caught all these rainbow trouts, and they caught them all one day, and Alex apparently snuck down when they were having dinner and threw all the rainbow trout back in the water because she didn't like the fact that they were keeping the fish. So I might have to keep a bit of a hold on them if we do catch fish. But I said, why don't we have a competition tomorrow and we'll see who can catch the most fish? Because she thinks she's a bit of an angler. She's like, oh, I can fish. And I've never fished before. So Melbourne, I need some help. I don't know, do I use worms? Do you just throw it out? And do you need to put bait on it?
Yes. Do you have stick of dynamite.
Dave, that's why we're going to take calls.
Dave's just settled it.
You don't want to be beaten. I know, but so she's really good at this. You're not good at this. This is a chance for her to just be good at something and you to be really bad at something.
Well, Schnooksy's never beat me at anything. She did beat me at Dance with the Stars, but it wasn't the same show. She come third and I come fourth.
Okay.
But yeah, she can have that. But never, ever has she beat me at anything. So I cannot lose fishing to Alex, so I need some help.
Fev, you've
she's
come
obviously
to the
not listening.
You've come to the right place because I'm a yabbier. So I'm very familiar with yabbying. Yes. I'm a yabbier.
You just put a pod in, don't you?
No. I'm an actual yabbier with a net and a tiny bit of meat on the end of a string. I'm like a yabby whisperer. The yabbies just flock to my net.
And all you're whispering is, I don't know what I'm doing. That's what you're whispering.
Brian,
how's that going to help me when I'm fishing?
Well, I'll get back to that in a second. But firstly, Brian from Werribee is very keen to get involved here. Brian, are you a fisher? You're an angler?
Yes, I've fished up north. All I can say is big bait, big fish.
Big bait? What's a big bait, Brian? What would you whack on the end of a
What's
hook?
A big bait?
Oh, well, I put a squid. I put a pilchard in a squid.
Ooh.
A pig's octopus.
A squid.
And drop it down.
Yeah, you can't eat the bait, Fev. You need to use it.
I'll catch myself. All right. I've been caught.
Make notes of these, Fev. So the bigger the bait, the bigger the fish.
I like
Thank
it.
You, Brian.
You can catch a barramundi up there. Sean from Red Hill. Bullshit. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
How old are you, buddy?
I'm 11.
Excellent, Sean. Well, big Fev, he requires some help, and you are here to train him in fishing. What should he do?
So he should. I think he should use lures because that's the only fish that I've ever caught on. So
the lure is
really
like
good.
A little fish, isn't it? And they're like what are they, like a fluoro colour, is that right?
So you can get all types of lures from any angling shop, and I reckon the best ones are the ones that have little cuts in their back, they're really good, and they twitch around in the water, so you're almost bound
like
to get something
real.
On that.
Yeah, bound to get it, you've sold me.
I love it, and Sean, I just love the way you say lure.
Thank you.
Cool.
Good on you, Sean.
Lures, hadn't thought of that. This is brilliant. This is brilliant, Fev.
This
Megan.
Is, mate, I'm writing it down, don't worry.
Megan and East Burwood. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how you going?
Really good, Megan. Some tips for Fev and fishing?
I sure do. Now, before you said that, you know, you can't eat the bait, but you can if you use cheese.
Fishing with cheese, Megan. Do fish like it?
Yep, cheese on the end of the hook or even corn straight from the tin.
Corn?
So how about some like quince paste and a nice blue?
We're actually getting a...
You can combine.
Fair enough.
Megan,
actually getting a cheese platter, so I might have to just... Great. Instead of making me fat because I'm in training now because I'll be playing for Collingwood next year, I'll put the cheese
my
on the lure.
My 5-year-old has caught plenty of fish just on cheese and corn.
But can I? And I didn't realise I'd be so interested in fishing, Megan. But now you've got me. You actually got me on the hook. When you say corn, do you put one kernel on a hook?
It's a little bit time consuming, but no, you actually thread the corn through, you might end up with 4 or 5.
Okay, this all makes sense, right? What you maybe should put on the hook is a bit of cheese, some salsa, maybe a couple of jalapenos. Then you don't have to stuff it when you cook the fish, mate. Like it's already in there.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fiona.
Hello, how are we all going today? Everyone on fire?
We're great, thanks.
Did you
She's
know?
She's been frozen because the weather is cold.
I know, well it is. Well, we're cold down here. What a motley crew we are today. Byron and I stuck in our wonderful home city that we love very well. Thorno, Dave's in Sydney and Fev's in Noosa. I mean, we are a melting pot of Australia today.
I apologise, Fee. Apologise, Fee, Byron. I know you haven't got a lot on your plate. I'm so sorry, Fev and I. Just so busy.
I know. You just had to leave the state. But we're holding the fort down here, Byron and I. And something that's happening in Sydney, Dave, and I don't know whether you stumbled upon this yesterday.
Yeah, I know everything that goes on here.
Hollywood actor Jeff Goldblum just hanging out with his food truck down at one of the Sydney foreshores.
Yes, I heard all about this because our mate Leon Shergren, who used to be a producer on your last show, we won't speak about, he went down to this food van down on Circular Quay.
I know, I saw a photo on Instagram of Leon with Jeff. But this is, I didn't even know Jeff Goldblum had a food truck. It's called, and wait for it, classic pun approaching, Chef Goldblum.
That's good.
Hey, good work,
That's
Jeff.
That's very good.
Chef Goldblum is his food truck. He's just running his own food truck. I mean, guys, this
what
is...
What sort of food do you make?
It's just a mystery.
Happened? What happened?
What has happened here? He was yesterday in Sydney handing out free sausages. And I am just putting this out there. I bet there were people just on their lunch break in Sydney going for a stroll through the park, saw a guy and went, that looks like Jeff Goldblum, because there's no way you would think the actual Jeff Goldblum was in Sydney handing out sausages.
He is Cocoa Bananas, isn't he? He is not the full quota.
Can you just reset and let the idiot in the room know who this guy is?
Are you kidding me? The tall guy?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Independence Day.
Jeff Goldblum.
So he's not a chef?
No, he's not a chef. No, he's a Hollywood actor. He used to date Laura. He was married to, I think, Gina Davis or Laura Dern.
So what's he doing with a food truck?
Well, exactly, Fev.
It was like when Dan Aykroyd just had a vodka company. And it was like, what's Dan Aykroyd doing selling vodka? But, guys, more importantly, it's the idea. And you know that we've done this on this show before. When you see someone and you think, no, that cannot. That Delta Goodrum is not in my local milk bar in Boronia. There's no way. So 131060, call through if you think you saw a celeb. Which celeb did you think you saw? Because there would be people yesterday who thought they saw Jeff Goldblum. They did, in fact.
Hey, Fief, do you remember when we did this a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
And the guy from Sorrento said that Katy Perry was walking down the street in Sorrento. Yeah, sure, mate.
Posh Spice, she was in their local Woolies.
That's right.
Yeah, come on. You know, it was like Dave Thornton. He thought he was getting a massage in St Kilda next to Peter Jackson, director of Lord of the Flies, or The Rings, whichever one it was.
And Lord of the Flies!
Okay, it's Lord of the Rings, and that's only the country next door. It's very feasible that he's down here for a Comic-Con. It makes complete sense, guys.
Let's see how we go here.
When you see somebody and you just think you saw them.
Yep. We'll take some calls after the break.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Jeff Goldblum has been in Sydney just handing out sausages in a park. Now, there are people that would have gone for a stroll in that park and said, that looks like Jeff Goldblum. And in life, you know, you want to brag about famous people you've met or you've seen, but it's very hard to brag about people you think you've seen. So we give you a forum here on this show right now, 131060. What famous person do you think you saw? Tracy from Caroline Springs. Hi, Trace.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Tracy. Now, this is your moment to brag and gloat. Who do you think you saw?
I don't know the actor's name, but I think I saw Walt, the leading character in Breaking Bad.
Wow, where did you think you saw him, Trace?
In an Italian restaurant in Echuca.
So Bryan Cranston was in Echuca. In fairness.
Bryan Cranston, that's him.
Golden Globe winner and Academy Award nominated.
If you're making meth, the best place to hide is country. Just to get out of the way.
Thank you, Tracy. Can't be absolutely certain of that.
That's one of the best. Dave in Hughesdale. Hi, Dave.
Hey, morning, folks.
Oh, morning, Dave. Where's that lovely accent from?
Ireland.
Oh, of course it is. Down south?
Yeah, so I met Richard Gere.
You definitely met Richard Gere?
100%. So
did he say, yes, I'm Richard Gere?
No, but here's the story. So okay. I'm living in the street and walking down the street, this guy looked honestly like a bum, right? Like really poor clothes, looked terrible. Yeah. And he asked me for directions. So he was an American guy and I was like, I gave him directions and I left and I was walking away with my friend and I goes, God, that bum looks the spitting image of Richard Gere. And so we're walking along anyway and later that night we're going out for a few drinks and there's, I see Richard Gere again in his penguin suit at the premiere of one of his films. And I was like, oh, I should have asked him for his autograph.
You should have. So Dave, I mean, look, it sounds convincing, but it still could have been an American bum that looked like Richard Gere.
It could have been, Fee. There's nothing better than an Irishman telling a story. I don't care how long that went for. You're just in it. The bomb.
Oh. Good story, Dave.
There we go. So Dave has seen a homeless Richard Gere.
Well, a fair chance he did see Richard Gere, but then he wouldn't be part of this segment, so we have to still make it obscure, vague. Martina in Werribee. Hi, Martina.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Martina. Who do you think you saw?
Robin Williams.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm guessing this wasn't recently, Martina.
No, no, not an apparition.
No.
It was about 1997, I'd say.
Okay, where?
I was on the Gold Coast with a girlfriend on holidays. We were about 16. And we were, like, near this time zone, and this guy was having a lot of fun on a great white
team. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Bit of air.
I'm serious. And there was a little crowd around him, and we're looking going, no way. This guy, like, he was about, you know, in old... We were 16, so he looked like a dad on a motorbike game, like, you know, having a ball. But I swear, Robin Williams.
So was it him or him dressed as a woman like in Miss Doubtfire? Or was it just...
I didn't see any granny undies, but...
There we go, no, Robin Williams.
You've seen a short bearded man on a motorcycle and assumed it must be Robin Williams.
Actually, no beard.
But
that joyous laugh, and he looked like he was having a ball.
Okay,
there's a man with a joyous
laugh. Gold Coast.
You know when they go on press
time zone.
When they go on press junkets for movies, Viv, you know, they always go to time zones. You know that.
He's playing Daytona.
Thank you, Martina.
bit of Double Dragon.
Christine in Preston. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Christine, what famous person do you think you saw?
I'm pretty sure I seen Hilary Duff out La Prochetta on Toorak Road.
Okay, that's it.
That's 5 years ago. So.
La Porchetta. I hope you saw Hilary Duff at La Porchetta.
Her just love chowing down on a margarita.
And her love of franchise Australian pizza restaurants.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Christine. Thanks for all your calls.